and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Let me
see that phone. It's time for us to talk about a topic that makes Raven very uncomfortable.
How Cisco's paying his mortgage nowadays?
No. Okay. Women's underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Right.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Especially a conversation that involved your 8-year-old daughter.
That's right.
Right.
Yep. So every Thursday, a little bit later on, we have a bit called Life Advice with Hayden Zapp. And that's when we ask my 8-year-old daughter basically anything about life, and she gives her unbiased opinion. Hmm. What I didn't realize was going to happen last week is that we are going to spark an entire conversation. And I thought that I was being kind of the cool hip mom, and it turns out not really so much.
Yeah, you're behind on your information here. Things are changing again, man. They go in cycles.
We got an email from a 16-year-old girl named Kaylee, and she was concerned that her mom would not let her wear thongs. So we asked Hayden what her thoughts were about thongs, and this is what she had to say.
I take wedgies out. I don't put them in.
Which seemed innocent enough. So I explained to her that if you wear leggings or gym clothes, that a lot of times you don't want to be wearing granny panties.
Sure.
Which she replied this.
What's a granny panty?
A granny panty is like real full underwear.
That's what I wear.
And she laughed about it.
And I just squirmed
right.
The entire time. That entire conversation.
Not a word.
Right.
Not a word.
Not a peep from me.
Right.
No grunts, no nothing.
What I found out is through several emails and many text messages and a lot of comments on our social media and on Raven on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, was that people agreed with Hayden. And then I saw on the Today Show and the New York Times that there's an entire movement called Saying No to Thongs.
Okay.
And they're saying that they're so 90s and that women shouldn't be wearing thongs anymore. And I was like, wait a minute. Am I the only one still wearing thongs?
I'm just going to put it out here as a guy. There is something rather sexy, actually, about the full underwear.
The boy shorts?
That's boy shorts is another thing. I do like boy shorts, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, the full underwear, there's something. Now, I'm not talking massively full. But I'm talking about, full underwear, not
granny
a thong.
Granny panties. You like
right.
Granny panties.
I mean, well, it can be. And, I know girls are always like, well, you can see the line or whatever. Well, I mean, that's how everybody wore them for years beforehand. There's something sexy about knowing that there's something underneath your clothes. There's also something sexy about knowing there's nothing underneath your clothes or thinking that there might not be something under your clothes. But there's something sexy about it, too. It's like a peep show.
So you're
like a peep show never really exposes everything.
Okay.
It's just silhouettes and reveals and a burlesque show is different than an exotic show. It's the same kind of thing with granny panties. It's like, I know you got undies under there.
Yep, it's true.
And I like that idea.
So I guess...
when you're of age. Just want to state that here as a disclaimer in the middle of this radio break. Thank you very much. When you're of age.
So this whole hashtag saying no to thongs was kind of bewildered me because my daughter Hayden was more on top of it at 8 years old than I was at my age when I thought that everybody still wore thongs.
You're out of the loop, man.
So I'm not going to ask you to call in, but we're going to put it on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. And I'm going to put up this Today Show article, this New York Times article about this. And let me know. Are thongs over? Was that the 90s? Has Cisco's time ended?
Oh, well, Cisco's time definitely ended a long time ago.